Teacher friends, there is a holiday that is right around the corner. And I'm going to guess that this holiday is not in your planner. It's not on your calendar. You probably have actually never even heard of this holiday. But it is something that I have been celebrating for the past 10 years. And I think that this holiday should be spreading through schools like wildfire. It is fun, it is festive, and it is going to boost the climate and the culture of both students and staff in your school. I actually think this should be a federal holiday. I'm not sure how you get new holidays to become federal holidays, but I think it's definitely worth a petition. So what is this holiday that I'm so stinking excited about? Well, that's what we're going to jump into in this episode. And I promise that you are going to love the idea because I think it is going to bring so many smiles to your school. And it might also be bringing some sugar to your school. But sugar and smiles, those work hand in hand, especially during this time of the year. Teacher friends, I want to let you know that not only am I going to be sharing an idea in this episode, I am also going to challenge your thinking on something that I bet exists in your school, and I think that we have a really great opportunity to remix that, to include more people, to get more support, and to make sure that your school isn't surviving during the holiday season, that your school is thriving. So if that sounds like something that is too good to be true, stick around because it's dropping right here, right now.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Let's get started by maybe asking a highly controversial question. If I could offer you two different snacks, and one of them was a cream-filled cake that had zebra stripes on it, and one was a tree-shaped cake that had green crystal sprinkles on it, do you have a preference? Because this is a highly controversial thing this time of the year. We often say during the holiday season, tis the season. And what do we mean by that? Tis the season for New Year and Christmas and Hanukkah and winter concerts and festivals and all of these things. But for some people, tis the season means the blessed occasion when little Debbie busts out her Christmas tree cakes. And I'm going to say something that might be controversial. A Christmas tree cake is just a zebra cake with the addition of green sprinkles. That is my professional, and it is a professional opinion. But even in that moment, as I started talking about Little Debbie snack cakes, I'm going to guess that some of you had this memory and had this moment, and you're like, oh man, I'm team Star Crunch, or oh man, I'm team, you know, oatmeal cream pie. Like, everybody has their favorites. In fact, those favorites bring smiles to people's faces. And do you know what I think December 1st should be? I think December 1st should be the declaration
of the new holiday called Little Debbie December. I think Little Debbie snack cake should sweep through schools all month long in December, because December is a time when we feel stressed. December is a time when we feel pressed because we're looking at the calendar and we're saying, oh my gosh, there's only a certain number of days left with students. Oh my gosh, there's only a certain number of days left before the quarter ends. Oh my gosh, there's only a certain number of days left before I have to finish my holiday shopping. And it just feels like we go into a bit of a panic mode. But what if in schools we celebrated Little Debbie December, or Lil Deb December, as I like to call it? Now, in a lot of ways, I am being silly, but I also think silly can be significant, because I think sometimes when we're trying to do great things to boost the climate and the culture of schools, we overcomplicate it. What if we made an active decision to hand out Little Debbie treats to either staff or to students during this month as a way to say thank you? We appreciate you. We are glad you are here. You are doing a great job. And there's no better way to show you that than with a simple symbol of artificial sugar in the form of a snack cake, or a honey bun, or a fudge round, or a strawberry cake roll up. You guys, I've been doing this in schools for years. And some years I do it for teachers, and some years I do it for students, and some years I've done it as an SEL project, and some years I've done it as a member of an organization of a school. And so what I want to do in this episode is not just plant the seed of you should be celebrating Little Debbie December this year, but I want to give you the framework. I want to give you the playbook to make it happen. And so let's dive into a couple of different ways that I've done this. So one of the ways that I've done this, and it was super, super successful, is that as a classroom teacher, I have advisory classes. Okay, so I am an SEL teacher. So my students come to my classroom for life, college, and career readiness skills. It's a daily class that kids have, just like math, just like social studies, just like English. And so I get the opportunity to dive in and equip kids with college, career, and life readiness skills. You might call this SEL time. You might call it morning meeting. Maybe your school calls it an advisory. What I call it is making sure that kids can crush it in their life. And so one thing that we often work on is money management and budget. So obviously, Little Debbie snack cakes cost money. You have to go to a store and buy them with currency. Well, if the project is how can we surprise teachers with a little sugary smile, then students had to tackle, all right, what's our budget? How many teachers do we have? What are their favorite snack cakes? How many do we need to buy of each variety? Is this in budget? Is there a coupon at the Dollar General? Is there some sort of special discount we can get if we get an app? These are all things that are real life things. I don't know about you, but I like coupons. I want to make sure that I've got enough to spread smiles to everybody. But instead of me as the teacher tackling this, I gave this and I've given this to my own students. I've done this with sixth graders, seventh graders, eighth graders. I've done this with high school students and said, here's the thing. The goal, surprise every single staff member in our building with a Little Debbie snack cake. But then you take the reins. And over my years of teaching, my students have done it in a number of different ways. One year, what they did was they completed a door-to-door survey and said, hey, just quick question, what's your favorite Little Debbie snack cake? One year, I had a group actually create a Google form, and they emailed it out to teachers and just specifically asked for their favorite Little Debbie. One year, I had a group of students go on the interwebs and do Google research to figure out, you know, how popular different Little Debbies are, and they use that data to make data-driven decisions when we got to the Dollar General. Are my students actually physically going on a field trip to the Dollar General? Yes, legit. I applied for a field trip, got the bus, got the opportunity in the parent permission slips for them to go to the Dollar General, which is 1 mile from the school, because there's nothing in the town that I teach in besides a Dollar General. So we actually went, and kids got carts, and they brought their calculators, and they were doing the budget and the number crunching right there on the fly for a real-life hands-on experience to purchase Little Debbie's to surprise their teachers. Then we came back, and they made little tags that had creative little sayings on it, like 'tis the season, with different pictures of Little Debbie's snack cakes. One kid came up with a little saying on a snack cake that said, "This is something sweet for you," because students aren't always sweet. And I'm like, okay, that could use some polishing up. That doesn't have quite the ring to it that maybe you're going for, but this is all kid driven. This is all done by students. And then we went door to door, and they knocked on the door, and we practiced the script of saying, "I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've got a little surprise for you," and conducting just a conversation, but also how do we appropriately interrupt classes? So many freaking life skills. And without fail, staff members are always so thankful. Staff members rip open into those oatmeal cream pies before we even walk out of the classroom, because who doesn't need a quick pick-me-up at this point in the school year? This is an awesome opportunity for your students to get involved and help staff. Now, you might be thinking, "Monica, that's lovely, but I don't have an advisory class. I don't have a morning meeting class." Okay. Hey, who's the student council person at your school? Could the student council kids tackle this, right? That'd be a great idea. Is there some sort of student organization or leadership club or something like that that you guys could tackle this? Maybe you're a third grade teacher. Could your third grade classroom family tackle this for the entire elementary school? But can you get the kids involved to make this happen? The answer is yes. And the more they're involved, in my opinion, the more meaningful it can be. And that's just one of the ideas. There's another awesome remix to this where it's not so much the students, but we are still celebrating staff in a significant way. And we're going to get into that second idea in the second part of this episode, which is coming up in 2 minutes. You know what I love about Little Debbie December is it's truly about relationship building. It's about that connection with student to teacher and student to student and teacher to teacher and community to teacher. Little Debbie December is all about building rooted relationships with staff and students and your school community. And I am so passionate about rooted relationships. In fact, I wrote a book called The Rooted Classroom, which is all about making sure that we are connecting with kids on a life level. The Rooted Classroom is such an important concept that I actually have a 21-day virtual course called The Rooted Classroom. This 21-day fun, flexible virtual PD is an opportunity for amazing educators like you to dive into ideas that are going to make a massive impact on your students and on your school. The good news is the Rooted Classroom course is coming up in December. And so registration is open right now for you to get signed up and participate in this epic, fun, flexible PD. And guess what? Here's a really cool perk. You can earn up to 15 hours worth of PD credits for your participation in the course. There are videos, there are discussions, there are video live events, and there is so much meaningful connection between you and the hundreds of other teachers who've participated in this course. I would love to invite you to be a part of the Rooted Classroom course that begins in December. You can check out monicagenta.com/courses to get signed up. That's monica, GENTA.com/courses. courses. I'm also going to put a direct link in the show notes. If you are loving ideas like Little Debbie December, I 100% guarantee that you will love the Rooted Classroom course that's happening in December. Check out monicagenta.com/courses to get signed up. And let's build rooted relationships as we dive into the last month of this school year. I want you to know that Little Debbie December is one of those things that can create a massive ripple effect, not just within the walls of your school, but also in your community. Now, before I even give you that idea, I want to ask you, what do you have going on in your school that actively and openly invites people to get involved, to participate, and to volunteer to make an impact? I know it's pretty common for schools to have something called a parent-teacher organization, right? A PTO. Maybe you have a PTO in your school, but I want to challenge a PTO. Oftentimes, a PTO, the T stands for teachers. But then what happens is the PTO is wanting to celebrate teachers. They want to lift teachers up. They want to help teachers out. And I love that. I'm all for a PTO. But as a teacher, guess what? If I am a teacher who is bringing in treats during Teacher Appreciation Week, that feels hard, doesn't it? Because Teacher Appreciation Week is for teachers. But then I'm receiving the emails to like bring in a crock pot of chili for Teacher Appreciation Week. Do I think that teachers can play a role in the context and the community of a school? Absolutely. But I think we can do better than a PTO. In fact, what I have seen a lot of schools have is maybe you call it like a parent pack, for example. A parent pack. So we advertise like, hey, the parents can come in and support the school. So they've dropped the teacher. But the messaging that we send for parent packs is that parents have to play a role in this organization. Parents are the one who are creating special opportunities throughout the year to support the school. And hell yeah, I love that. I love when we have involved parents. But I also think that we are living in a world where so many students aren't necessarily living with parents. And I understand that the term parent might just seem like a logistical term, but like if that student lives with a grandparent, it's also a grandparent pack. If that student lives with an aunt or an uncle, it's an aunt and uncle pack as well. If that student lives with their guardian, it's the guardian pack too. So I think we gotta be slightly more progressive, not to be woke or whatever you want to call it. I think to be inviting, to be accepting of like, we will take the love and the support from everyone, and simply changing it from calling it a PTO, the P meaning parent, or a parent pack, I think what we can do is do better. And here's what I'm going to suggest. What if instead of calling it a PTO or a parent pack moving forward, we call it a community crew? Here's what a community crew is. It's the churches in your community who want to bake cookies for the school. It's the businesses in your community who want to donate money for positive reward incentives. It's the grandparents who've got grandkids in the school building. It's the widower who is looking for ways to get involved in the school, but they don't know what exists. It's still for the teachers who are saying, listen, I am invested in this environment and I am part of this community. It's for the people who live in your community, but maybe they don't have kids in the community and they aren't a business owner or a business leader, but they just live in the community and they are taxpayers who want to do great things. What if instead of calling it a parent pact or a PTO, we advertise this year at our school, we have something called a community crew. And if you want to be a part of our learning environment. If you want to help our learning community, then you can be a part of the community crew, because we're not just hosting parent teacher organization meetings anymore. We are saying, hey, we got this meeting coming up on a Monday night, and we want all the people of the community to come and hear these ideas and help with the fundraiser that we're doing, selling AA batteries. We would love the community to come in, because we were going to do a fundraiser for donuts, but turns out that there's a donut shop in town, and rather than doing Krispy Kreme, no hate on Krispy Kreme, love a Krispy Kreme donut, but rather than selling Krispy Kreme donuts, which is a large business, we want to support the local donut shop in our community, and we want that donut shop owner to be a part of the community crew and hash out fundraising ideas with us. This is about marketing. I don't know if schools do a good enough job of marketing to the community, and sometimes it's just a really small thing that we can do to fix it. So what does that have to do with Little Debbie December? Well, guess what? I want to tell you about something that I did last year, not within my own school. Because the school that I teach in is not in the community that I live in. I have about a 20-minute commute every single day. And so last year, did I do Little Debbie December in my school? Yes. Last year, did I also do Little Debbie December within the school district that I reside in? Also, yes. Am I planning on doing both this December, the school that I teach in, and the community that I live in? Also, yes. But I did it as part of the community crew. I live and pay taxes in a town that is different than the town that I teach in. And I, in fact, actually used to teach in that school district for the first 10 years of my career, and I loved it. I'm a business owner in the town that I live in. So I happen to be a teacher, but last year I rolled a Little Debbie December cart through the halls of my local middle school and knocked on doors with big old carts of Little Debbie snack cakes. And then there was another community member, another person in the community crew, who was wheeling that cart down the aisles of the school too, and they got cold soda pops. They had Coke Zero. We had the Dr. Pepper. We had, you know, the Pepsi for all those Pepsi drinkers. We also had Yoo-Hoo, cold Yoo-Hoo in a can. We had the Gatorade. So not only did we have snacks, we had cold beverages. And those carts were running down the hallways of the school by the community crew. I was one of them. We had another person who was able to be there and be present. But guess what? If you're like, how is all of this getting paid for? Where's the funding for this coming from? Monica, where's this money coming from? Guess what? Your community crew has a couple of options. There are people in the community who are willing to donate a box of Little Debs. There are business owners in your community who are willing to donate 12 packs of soda. There are people in your community who own distribution centers and vending machines and grocery stores, or they know somebody who knows somebody. And when we build a community crew, you are more likely to get donations, you are more likely to get support, you're more likely to get the time and the attention of the people in the community. So do these projects have to come out of our teacher pockets? Absolutely not. These projects can have positive support and the pockets of people in the community crew. So I guess the question is, maybe if you're a principal listening or a school leader, or you're on, you know, a leadership committee as a teacher or as an instructional coach, are you marketing to the community? Are you doing a good job of creating outreach so awesome things like Little Debbie December can impact students and staff without negatively impacting the budget? As a community member for Little Debbie December, did I provide some financial support for Little Debbie's? Yes. Did I also volunteer to collect donations of soda 12 packs and Yoo-Hoo 12 packs? Did I get involved by sending some texts to some people and saying, hey, I've got this Little Debbie December idea. Does anybody from the community crew want to jump on board and help out? Yeah. There are lots of ways to spread smiles during the holidays. And sometimes they're so simple. And I think sometimes we run away from them because we think like it's going to take a ton of time, it's going to take a ton of energy, it's going to take a ton of effort, it's going to take a lot of finances. Not if you are involving as many people as possible, because I genuinely believe there are people who want to help. They're just looking for opportunities to say yes. They can't say yes unless we invite them into the giving process. So how is your community going to give to staff and students during Little Debbie December? Well, I feel like you got the plan. You just got delivered an awesome idea, and I can't wait to see how you take it and run with it. I am clearly jacked up with energy on this idea, and I haven't even eaten a Little Debbie. If I was going to choose one, what would I choose? I'm going to be honest. I would choose the double-decker oatmeal cream pie. That sucker has about 780 calories in it, and I'm telling you, it's worth every penny. I would pair that with a reasonable Coke Zero, zero calories, okay? It's about, life's about balance. I can't wait to hear how you're going to balance these ideas with both students and your community crew. Will you do me a favor? If you try this, will you reach out to me? Will you shoot me some pictures? Or if you're going to try this and post pictures, will you tag me in it so I can see it and celebrate with you? I want you guys to build rooted schools, and that's what this Teacher Life podcast is all about. Every single week, I am dropping episodes on Sunday night, so you are getting fun, fresh ideas for your Monday morning commute. I also want to remind you one more time about the Rooted Classroom course. Registration is open right now, and you can go to monicagenta.com/courses to get signed up and take part in that, and also earn up to 15 hours worth of PD credits. I am wishing you a happy Little Debbie December. I want to thank you for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you so much for living this teacher life.